RTI Digital Series on this Wednesday. Happy to be joined by new Tennessee 2021 signee. You heard that right, 2021 signee. Hanjay Tamba joins us today, seven-footer from Knox Catholic. Tamba, how are you, buddy?
I'm doing great. I'm blessed to be a Tennessee Vol, so I'm happy. How are you?
So how has the last year been for you? We'll get to the previous stuff, but the last year, as you were trying to make the decision on where to go to school, but then also, you know, do you give up your final year of high school, which you've earned, by the way, to be able to go play college basketball? What's the last year been like?
Can you repeat the question? The internet wasn't stable.
Yeah, no, I just, what was the last year like for you when it comes to making this decision to reclassify?
It was kind of tough just because I had a senior year left to do at Knoxville Catholic. And at the same time, I had this opportunity to play basketball in college level. That's something I always wanted to do. So it's kind of two good thing in the same time. So I was, I had to choose some. So it was kind of hard. I had to talk to family, to mentors, to people who have been in this position. And they all say there is no wrong decision for you. So I just went with classing up and going to Tennessee.
So when you were able to take your, you know, be able to be around the Tennessee basketball program, what was it about Rick Barnes that you thought, okay, Tennessee is the place that I want to play? Was it his assistant coaches also and how they handle everything? What was it about Tennessee?
Yeah, it's the whole coaching staff. They care about the player and they talk a lot about development. They really think they are one of the best programs in terms of taking people from the bottom and making them to great players and to their dream of playing professional. So it's just their way of talking and the confidence they have in themselves of producing good talent. So that's what I really like about Coach Barnes and how we really like people that work hard. And I think I'm one of them. So that's why I really like Tennessee.
So for people that don't know your backstory and for Tennessee fans that are, you know, they have to, you know, understand new players that come in and be able to, you know, they want to know the where they came from or, you know, how long they've been playing basketball. Kind of, can you walk us through a little bit how you came to be at Knox Catholic and what was it like trying to play basketball at a young age and maybe in an area, you know, that wasn't all about basketball?
Yeah, I'm from DR Congo, in the city of Kinshasa in Africa. And I was blessed again by God and to have the opportunity to come into America. We mostly play soccer and do all kind of combat sport over there. Basketball is not really the main sport. So it was hard for me to adapt here in terms of playing basketball. But I started to play 5 years ago. So just a little bit before I got here in the U.S. And it's been a blessing here. I already didn't start in super young age, like 3-4 years old. But I started when I was 13, 14. So I've been playing it for 4 or 5 years, like I say. And it has been hard to adapt and everything. But I made it this far.
Hey, okay, so you brought up combat sports and soccer. So two questions. What's your favorite soccer team? You have an international soccer team that you follow. And then also maybe what is your favorite combat sports fighter?
Okay. Soccer, I like my national team. I got to represent in terms of national team. But for club, like international club, like Barcelona, Lionel Messi is one of the best to ever do it. So, and combat sport, I'm more about boxing. I watch a little bit about boxing, heavyweight especially. And Anthony Joshua is the best in the heavyweight division right now. So that's the guy I like to follow.
So you watch heavyweight boxing. So is this like, would you root for Tyson Fury or Deontay Wilder, or do you think, Anthony Joshua is the guy?
Joshua is the man in the division right now, and but Tyson Fury is like lineal champion, and what's his name? Wilder, the KO artist. So you can never go wrong. But
Hey,
like.
Tom, I agree. Hey, I agree. Anthony Joshua is good. I agree. So let's getting back to basketball. So you're going to enroll like pretty soon. Like, has it kind of gotten to your head yet that like you're not going to do a senior season of high school basketball and you're going to enroll at Tennessee in college in 2 weeks?
Now the more I talk about it to friends and family and everybody, it's kind of making me sad a little bit in a good way, just because I'm gonna miss the good time with friends and people I know are Catholic. But it's how can I say, it's just amazing to be able to be in a college campus and started college classes in 2 weeks. So I'm just very thankful and a little bit sad about leaving Catholic early.
Hey Tom, but what kind of basketball player are you for folks that aren't in this area of East Tennessee and maybe haven't seen you on the AAU circuit, with B Mays? What kind of player are you, and what can they expect when you arrive at Tennessee?
I play a center. I'm a five and good shot blocker, a good defender. I'm trying to improve my offensive game. I can run the floor. I can pass the ball. I can do everything that the team need me to do in order of winning. So I do everything to help the team win, and I try to avoid everything that would make the team lose. So.
Hey, how excited was BJ Edwards for you? Your point guard. He's committed to Tennessee. You're going to Tennessee now. How was that phone call?
He was very happy for me. We always play basketball together, so he know my tendency. He knows where I want the ball, and he gives me the ball most. That thing some point guard don't do. So he was very happy, and he knows I'm in a good hands when he has the ball, and I know I'm in a good hand when he, vice versa. Like when he has the ball, I know. Okay, PJ is gonna do something good. When I have the ball, he knows I'm gonna do something good. So just the trust and everything, we can do a good thing at Tennessee when it comes.
Hey, last couple of questions, and I really appreciate you joining. When you look at the style of play Rick Barnes has and what they do with their big men in the post, is that more or less you can come in and you can be that guy that gets up and down the court? How did Coach Barnes, figure you into this roster? Because this, we're about to start the season in a couple months.
Right now he sees me like a rim runner and shot blocker and somebody who can protect the paint and bring toughness, and he's gonna grow me into a more bigger role of getting the ball in the post and getting buckets. So it's just you want me for what I can bring right now on the table. And he knows where he's gonna bring me to be a next level post player.
So if you, I know it's early and you haven't even enrolled in college yet, but if there was a major, if there was something you wanted to do with your career outside of basketball, do you have any clue what that might be, at Tennessee?
I have a little idea, but we figure out when I get there. I always dream about being in the medical field. I was fortunate to have a parent. My dad was in the medical field, so I always watch how much he helped everybody getting better in terms of their health. So I always wanted to do it, and that's something that come across my mind. And now I'm sport and basketball and everything, I kind of also want to be around sports. So we'll see.
You got a while to figure it out, so you'll be good. Last question, Tamba, and we really appreciate you joining today. How big of a decision was it knowing that you weren't going to be far away from the East Tennessee family that you've come to know when you picked Tennessee? And how cool is it for you to be able to know that you're going to be playing in front of 21,000 people and that you're from pretty much the area and you've been playing here? How big was that when you made the decision?
You play a role just because Knoxville welcomed me, and everybody have been nice, and I have a great community with Beamer's organization. People that follow basketball, they kind of know about my story, how much I love this game of basketball. So representing those people and playing good in front of them will mean a lot to me and to them. So you play a little bit of a factor. Same with my family. I know they 2 step away from me, so I can always see them when I need to, and it's great. So I'm really looking forward to represent everybody. And
I'm ready to play basketball. That's awesome. Tom, listen, congratulations to you for making that decision and being able to enroll at Tennessee and start your college basketball career. Look forward to following you over the next 4 years, maybe.
Yeah, thank you so much. God bless.
Thank you, Tom. Have a great day.